As cougar sightings seem to be on the rise in northeastern Washington, one researcher is hoping he can find a way to ensure cougars avoid people, their pets, and livestock. His tools, dogs, and podcasts. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt brings you this story.
Those hounds are about a quarter of a mile away, but their baying echoes throughout the hills near the reservation of the Kalispell tribe. Whisper Tipsy and Boone around the scent of a cougar.
So we should hear the dogs coming, as if on cue.
Come here, girls.
Bart George is the wildlife program manager for the Kalispell tribe. He calls this part of Washington a cougar hotspot.
We're seeing more depredations, more pets and small livestock, particularly goats and llamas and things like that being killed.
The tribe wanted to find a way to calm things down. George says the tribe is also unhappy that cougars are mostly discarded. The tribe hunts cougars using meat, bones, and hide.
We don't want to see cats be wasted that way. It's a kind of a disrespectful thing to happen to such a charismatic species.
So he wants to reinforce the big cat's instincts to stay away from nearby neighbors and their property by making them wary of human stimuli. He's hazing the cougars so they have a negative association with people.
We're really teaching them to be wary of humans.
George collars the cougars and attaches an additional Garmin tracker. That transmits location data every 2 seconds after he remotely turns on the device.
There she is, right above us.
Right now, he's tracking an 85-pound cougar on a hillside. The team collared her a week before.
I don't want to walk straight up at her. I'd rather walk at her on a side hill just to let her move in a more natural way.
First, George will use Bluetooth speakers to play the Meat Eater podcast at 80 decibels.
We'll turn this radio on when I get to 400 yards.
He hopes loud voices will cause the cat to run. George monitors the cougar's location the whole hike.
446 yards from her.
As soon as the cougar takes off, he'll wait to see how far she'll travel. George counts down the distance as we keep hiking closer. 400 yards.
This is the Meat Eater podcast coming at you.
250 yards, 218 yards. We keep our eyes peeled as podcast host Steve Ranello's voice drones on.
So here you are, here comes...
39 yards, we stop. This young cougar isn't quite sure what to do. She doesn't like us here, but she didn't take off super quickly. Then she starts moving. The hound handlers release the dogs down below. Their howls grow more frantic as the chase picks up. The dogs finally trap the cougar. They circle the base of the tree she's climbed. The cougar peers down from high up in the branches. George will haze this cougar about once a week for a month. His research isn't finished, but he says so far the cats are fleeing farther each time they're hazed.
By the end of the project, when they hear us, they're basically twice as far away and they're running. So that's what we want to see.
But there are some skeptics. Rosemary Sciano is a wildlife biologist who often works with the Mountain Lion Foundation. She says the hazing won't change cougar behavior if the cats are just hanging out and not causing problems.
They're out about on the land on part of their home range, and they're not actually tied to, say, a depredation incident. I don't think that's healthy for the mountain lions, and I don't think that ultimately will have the effect that they're trying to gain.
Whisper, come.
George says people in this part of northeastern Washington are nervous.
Come here, girls. Load up.
He says they need to learn how to better protect their livestock and pets.
Come on,
something he's trying to teach. In fact, as the team treed this cougar, four neighbors heard the dogs bang and came over to see what had happened.
Come on over if you want to see this cat.
They were waiting.
Yeah, we got a cougar treed. Come on over and take a look if you'd like.
One neighbor carried a gun.
Okay. All right.
Driving to his next location, George says people have made it easy for cougars to be tempted by livestock, by pets.
We've created this situation where the deer live down in the valleys and the cougars don't have a choice but to come down to the valleys where the people are to hunt. So now we just have to figure out how to coexist to some degree.
How exactly to do that is still a big question. I'm Courtney Flatt in Usk, Washington.
There's much more on this story, including photos of the cougar tracking and hounds in northeastern Washington, at our website, nwpb.org.